Okay, good morning everybody. Shavua Tov. Vlog Ba'omir Tov. Welcome back to Shmir Salashon Class Learning. I hope that everyone is well. As always, we are learning Lezeicher Nishmas and Liyudui Nishmas, Tzvi Gershon, Alav Hashem, Ben Yoav Vachana, Nesham Shalava continuously in the Zuchus of these Divrei Torah and be a Meili Tzarshar for his entire family, Simchas and Besaros Tovos. We also learn Lezeicher and Liyudui Nishmas, Zev Wolf Ben Yishai, Alav Hashem, the Nesham Shalava Li in the Zuchus of these Divrei Torah, and as continued refuah for Bracha V'Gabas Rachel Gelta. It is also with the permission of our sponsor today, with the gracious, generous, kind, warm permission of our sponsor. It is my grandfather's yahrzeit today, Bo Bayam of the yahrzeit, my father's father, and Baruch Hashem, I am also able to dedicate these Divrei Torah Lezecher and Liyudui Nishmas. So it's his 28th yahrzeit. He was nifter when I was 18 in Mechala. I'd come home for Pesach to see him. Then I went back after Pesach and he was nifter. He was a Holocaust survivor. And he was married before the war with three daughters. The names are inscribed on his matseva. As far as I know, he never spoke about his experiences. His three daughters' names were Golda, Leah, and Ita. Golda, Leah, and Ita, Shem Yinkam Damam, Daman. It was my father's father, Simcha Aryeh Ben Yosef Tzvi, and Hashem Hashav and Aliyah, and the Shchus of the Divrei Torah that we will share. And he should be a Meili Tzioshar, Be'ezer Hashem, for the whole family, for Besuras Tovos, and Oni, Simchas, Anachas Mibanim, and Kultur for the entire family. So, Zecher Nishmas, Simcha Aryeh, Ben Yosef, Tzvi, Alav Hashem. Okay, let's go with the Tzvi Al HaDibur. Ribbono Shel Olam, Yirat Mefanecha, Racham Mechanim, Shetezakeni, Haim, V'chol, Yom Nishmar, Piyu, Lashani, Mir Lashon Hara, V'chilis, V'ezar Melidabar, Afilu Al Yishyachi, V'kol Shkein, Akaiso, Ol HaChilik Mehem, V'kol Shkein, Misraim, Amid Yosef, Shal Kol Shbarchu, V'ezar Melidabar, Divrei Sheker, Chanufa, Machokas, Ka'as, Gaiva, Unas Dwarim, Habanas Panim Beitzonis, Vichaldubar Asr, Vizakini Shil Dabar, Kim Dabar Hatsari, Chilinani Gufi, Vinafshi, Viu Kama Asai, Vidiburai, Lashem Shamayim, Amen, Vamein. Okay, so let us get into our learning. So, last time we had an amazing shiur. If you missed it, you could go online and catch it. We only meet every other week, so the shiur is available online. And we spoke about something incredible, which is how much Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Shibud Mitzrayim, I'm not teaching the same thing. This shiur was a whole shiur. It's very cool, many allusions. It's really amazing. You could go listen online. But we spoke about Shibud Mitzrayim, the Egyptian enslavement, and Geulat Mitzrayim, the redemption from Egypt. And something that we showed is that the whole process is related to the Koach HaDibur. Pisom, Cherus, Paro. Something that we pointed out that occurred to me in the middle of the shiur, in the name of the Rav Shitzer Rebbe, whose yahrzeit was actually last week, Yer Aleph Iyar, my husband's 8th great-grandfather, Ben Achar Ben, Rav Shitzer Rebbe teaches that Torah Shabbal Peh begins and ends with Mem. I'm adding something. I'm not reteaching. Okay? So for those who remember the shiur, or you joined us the Zoom, or you listen online, this is so cool. Torah Shabbal Peh begins and ends with Mem. The Rav Shitzer Rebbe, Shchusi Agen Aleinu, says that why does it begin and end with Mem? Because you should keep your mouth closed, only open if you have Divrei Torah, then close your mouth. We related it to Mitzrayim, which also begins and ends with Mem. Lamaisa Esti Klein reached out to me. She listens to the shiur, why you Torah? And she added something. She's like, Micha, I don't know if you realized, but Torah Shabbal Peh, oral law, the Torah of the mouth, begins and ends with Mem. She said, the gematria of Mem and Mem is 40 plus 40 is 80. And 80 equals Pei, the letter Pei. And the letter Pei is spelled Pei-Hei. So I said, it's something that's so obvious, but totally did not occur to me. Again, this is a PS from last time shiur, so you really need to go back and listen. But the gematria of Mem plus Mem is obviously 40 plus 40 equals 80. 80 corresponds to the letter Pei in the Hebrew alphabet. Pei is spelled Pei-Hei. It is Torah Shabbal Peh. That begins and ends with Mem. So this is really an amazing idea. I didn't think of it on my own. So thank you to Esti Klein. Okay, that's just a PS from last, an addendum, if you will, to last time's class. There was actually something else that I think I wanted to tell you. I actually saved the email so I could remember. One second. I saved the email because I wanted to tell it to you. No, that was it. That's what I wanted to tell you. I thought there might be something else that she added. No, that was it. So I thought that was really incredible. Mem plus mem, Tarsha Bal Peh, begins and ends with, equals 80, and the letter 80 corresponds to Peh. So you really see that, like the Rav Shitzur Rebbe says, mem is the only letter that begins and ends with your mouth closed. I can't do it while I'm speaking. Close your mouth. Mem. Begins with your mouth closed. Mm. Goes to your mouth open. Meh. Ends with your mouth closed. So you really see the Peh, the koach of the Peh. Mem is 40 plus 40 is 80 is Peh. Okay. The koach of the Peh is to keep your mouth closed unless you have something valid, worthwhile, uplifting, ruchniestic, complimentary, shalom dik to say. Your mouth should be closed because mem plus mem equals Peh. It's incredible. Thank you, Esti Klein. Okay. I wasn't sure if I should teach this because it's from a few parshios ago. But it's Kedai, because Torah is eternal. It doesn't matter, what time period it is. Like my son just told me, not this Shabbos, but the Shabbos before, him and my husband, Baruch Hashem, learned early Shabbos morning. So my son told me, we just finished learning the Mishnah Berurah. He's like, we just finished Hilchos Charakah. So that was a week ago. So I said, Baruch Hashem, Mazel Tov. So it doesn't matter, that's after Pesach. They started Hilchos Charakah, so Baruch Hashem. So my point is that we're learning something from Parshas Mitzora. I know it's Bahar B'chukosai, and we're closing the book of Vayikra, Chazak, Chazak, V'nishchazek. However, this is really a beautiful kliyakar. I had never seen it before or learned it before I prepared it for this shir. I re-prepared, of course, for today's shir. And so it is kedai to learn because it teaches us about the sin of the Mitzorah and the rehabilitation of the Mitzorah. And the Mitzorah, of course, the Gemara tells us in Erechin Tazayin, Amar Aleph, that the sin of Tzaraas becomes of different averos. A person gets Sara'as because of different averos. The primary one being Lashon Hara. And that's a Rashi Darshan Zad Chomesh. Gasus Haruach, Rashi also says, haughty spirit. Gasus Haruach relates to Lashon Hara. If a person has a haughty spirit, they're going to end up speaking Lashon Hara. Because you see yourself as elevated over everyone else. And everyone lower than you. If everyone's lower than me, I can speak Lashon Hara. Comes from Tsaros Ayin, a stingy eye. If you look at people with a stinginess, with a cruelty of eye, if you can't forgive their success, if you look at people with a poisonous eye, you're going to come speak Lashon Hara about them. So we're going to learn this beautiful kliyakar. Before we do that, I want to share with you one Dvar Torah that my son's Rebbe, I actually mentioned it last week in a different shir, that my son's Rebbe relates exactly to this shir, that my son's Rebbe from Eretz Yisrael, from Yeshivas OJ, Ar Yerushalayim, Rabbi Blachman. So it was when my son was in OJ, it was his night Seder Rabbi. And Rabbi Blachman still sends out Baruch Hashem to the Talmidim. I'm going back 6 years when my son was in Shana Aleph. And he sends out to the Talmidim of under 5 minute voice note on the Parsha. And the week of Tazria Mitzorah, he sends out the following voice note, which my son shared with me, which I think is so incredible. He actually shared it with the other people in the family as well, which is so incredibly powerful. The cause of Lashon Hara, why does the person get Tzaraas, which is a spiritual affliction with a physical manifestation? He spoke Lashon Hara about somebody else. What is the root of speaking Lashon Hara about somebody else? When we compare ourselves to others in society, we're so busy trying to live up to other people's standards, other people's mode of dress, other people's level of vacation, other people's standards at their simcha, other people's cars that they drive, etc., etc., etc. It's impossible that society does not affect a person. It is impossible. If you live among society, you're going to be affected. And what happens is we become to compare ourselves to other people. We compare ourselves, we compare our children, we compare our homes, we compare our vacations, we compare our Yom Tovim, we compare our tables and our menus. Compare, compare, compare. And it leads to ultimately speaking Lashon Hara. It leads to Tzaraas Ayin. It leads to Kina. Kina is going to lead to Sinna. Sinna is going to lead to Lashon Hara. All you have to do is look back to Bereishis, Lamed Zayin, by Yosef and the brothers. So Rabbi Blachman suggested that we send the Mitzorah outside of the camp. It's not so much a punishment. It's a real time for habilitation. How so? Stop comparing yourself to everybody. Remember, the Mitzorah is to go outside of all three camps. He's not allowed to be with anyone else who even has Tumah. He has to be in total isolation. He can't even be with other people of Tumah. So what are we saying? In essence, we're removing you from society. Stop thinking about who everyone else is and stop thinking about who you are. Stop comparing yourself to other people and just feel what you need for your Avodah Hashem. What is your level of Avodah Hashem? What does Ribbono Shel Olam want from you? Not worrying so much about everyone else in society. Stop thinking about other people's standards of living and start finding out who you are. And when you find out who you are, you will become healed. You will live for yourself and your own personal Avodah Hashem, not for anyone else's level of living, and then you will be under a process of rehabilitation and be able to come back to camp. I thought it was a beautiful, perceptive, and brilliant analysis of why the Metzorah has to go out of the camp. And if you say society doesn't affect me, so either you're a Gadol Dar, or you're not living in society. You never leave your house and never look online, because it's not part of human condition. Part of human nature is that for some people it's more, for some people it's less. But society does have an effect on us. We live in society. We see people around us. We see other people doing things. It certainly has an effect on our children, our grandchildren. So it's a beautiful, really chiddush, really a unique way of looking at the mitzvah. It's not so much a punishment. It's giving him time to find himself. Who am I? What do I need? What does God want from me? To remember that when I get up to Shemayim after 120, they're going to say, you're not going to say, Michal Hertz, why do you live up to that standard on this simcha, on that vacation, on that home, and that kind of car? They say, Michal Hertz, why are you Michal Hertz? But who's Michal Hertz? Go outside of the camp, separate from your society, and find out who you are, what you need to be. Then you're going to be ready to be healed. Then you remove tzaras ayin. Then you remove gasus haruach. Then there won't be any lashon hara. The other sins are shvichos damim and gezel and shvua shav. There's a whole list of sins. But the point is that you remove the things that make you speak lashon hara, because you're not comparing yourself to anyone. With that, we're going to go into the kli yakar. 1 second, please. I prepared what I need on the screen for you. Here it is. Okay. Okay, so from the people that I could see, could you see it says Yudad Matsura? Yes? Okay, Paul Spodek, are you back on our continent? Yes? Welcome. Nice to have you back. Good morning. Welcome back. Brucha ba'a. Okay, we missed you. Here we go. Whoa, what did I just do? Where am I? Here I am. Okay. Okay, you said you could see my screen. So this is Tazria. It's Vayikra Yadad again. I know. It was a few weeks ago. Maisa, doesn't matter. Torah is timeless. And certainly, unfortunately, the sin of Lashon Hara is so pervasive that anything that we can learn that fortifies us against this grievous sin. Oh, I was thinking of something interesting about the Metzorah. He has to take, on the day of his purification, 3 animals for karbanos. Here we are. I want to show you. 1 second. I want to show you something interesting that I was thinking. So Perek Yudalad Pasuk Yud. Bayam Hashmini. Okay, so now he's healed. He's going through the process of healing and tar. Yikach Shnei Kivasim Timimim. On the 8th day, he shall take 2 pure lambs, male, the kavsa achas, and 1 lamb female, bashnasa, within the first year, tamima, pure, ushlosha esronim solas mincha bulolu abashemen, and 3/10 of fine flour from mincha mixed with oil, velog echad shemen, and 1 log of oil. Okay, and that was something interesting that I never thought of before when I was learning through the Sedra this year. Why does it need to take 3 animals for a korban and 3/10 of fine flour? So I was thinking that perhaps it's connected the 3 people that Lashon Hara kills. Remember the Gemara tells us in Erechin Tesvav, the Lashon Hara kills 3, kills the speaker, kills the listener, and it kills the subject, the person you're speaking about. So perhaps he needs to take 3 animals for tahara, connected. You need 1 korban for every person that you killed, 1 sacrificial offering as an atonement for every person that you killed. I don't know if it's brought down anywhere. I had this mechshava this year when I was learning through Mitzorah. V'yam ha-shmin, on the 8th day, yikach shnei kvasim tamimim v'kavsa achas. There you go. It's going to take 2 male lambs and 1 female lamb. They have to be tamim, pure, to teach you that with impure speech, you killed 3 people. Now you're going to take 3 pure karbanos, because remember, this is a purification process. Now you're ready to be healed. 3 pure animals, as a reminder of the 3 people you killed, ushlosh asronim solas mincha belulo b'shemen, and you're going to take 3/10 of fine flour mixed with oil as the mincha offering, velog echad shemen, and how much shemen do you mix in? For your reference, we just had in this past week's sedra, precious emor, the menorah. So the menorah is lit with chatzi log shemen every night, chatzi logs. From here he takes 1 log of shemen to mix with the mincha, the soles, but it's in numbers of 3, remind him that he killed 3 with his speech. Now I want to go back to this beautiful kli yakar, okay? I want to go back to this beautiful kli yakar that I want to share with you. Okay, so this is Parshas Tazria, is the affliction and the diagnosis and the different ways that the tzaras appears, and the Kohen checks him, and we decide that he is a mitzvah. Parshas Mitzora is the rehabilitation, begins with the rehabilitation of this afflicted person. Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, this shall be the law, the instruction, the word Torah means instruction, of the Mitzora on the day of his purification. He shall be brought to the Kohen. The Yatza HaKohen HaMichutz HaMachana, and the Kohen shall exit, go out to outside the camp. Because remember, the Mitzora is sent out of all three camps. Machane Kohen, Machane Kohuna, Machane Levia, Machane Shechina, Machane Levia, and Machane Shal. He can't be in any of the camps. The Ra'al Kohen, Vihine Nirpa, Negat Tzoras Minei Tzuru, and the Kohen sees, and behold, the affliction of Tzoras has been healed, Nirpa Rafua, from the Tzuru. Now I want to point out that there's a big discrepancy here. Pasuk Beis tells you, Vuhuva al Kohen, he's brought to the Kohen. Remember, he's outside the camp. He's in Cherem. He's Badad Yishev. Michutz l'machana moshavo. So if he's outside the camp, he has not had purification. So how could he be brought to the Kohen? You're not allowed inside the camp. Oh, you're ready to be healed. You're ready to bring your three animals. You're ready to bring your three tents of fine flour. You're ready to send the bird off into the field. But you're not healed yet. V'huva ala Kohen. How can you come? You're not allowed to go into Machane Yisrael. Never mind to the base of Mikdash. V'huva ala Kohen. And then the pasuk says, V'yatza Kohen michutz l'machana. The Kohen shall go outside the camp. So are you being brought to the Kohen? Or is the Kohen being brought to him? We don't know. We have to understand this discrepancy. V'ra'al Kohen, the Kohen sees, V'hine nirpa nega tzaras min ha'tzurua. And behold, the affliction of tzaras has been healed from the tzarua. The tziva Kohen, the Kohen commands, and they take for the person who's undergoing purification, two birds who are live, who are pure, because Rashi says, ma'ase pit pute dvarim, because they're constantly chirping. So he takes birds to remind himself that his sin came about because he was constantly chirping. The eight erev, cedar wood, Rashi says he had gasus ruach. He thought he was so haughty and proud, like a cedar tree. Ushdin tolas ve'ezov. This is a play on words. It means crimson wool, but it also means a worm. He should lower himself like a worm. Ve'ezov and hyssop. Hyssop is a low bush because he should lower himself from his gaiva. And the Kohen commands, and they shacht one of the birds to an earthenware vessel over live water. And the live bird they take and they put it in a bundle with the cedar wood and the crimson wool and the hyssop, and they dip this whole bundle into the blood of the live bird, into the Mayim Chayim, and they sprinkle it on the Mitaris seven times for the seven sins, perhaps, that caused the tzaras and his purification. And they send this live bird over the field to show you that just like your words can never be brought back, just like a bird, once it flies away, it flies away. Okay, I want to go to Pasuk Beis, and it's like you'll see a very long kliyakar. Of course, I don't prepare from there, just putting on the screen so you should see. Here is my chumash, here's my mikros gadolos. So I'm putting it on for you so that if you're interested, you could follow along. Okay, so the kliyakar has a number of questions into exactly what is going on here with this mitzora. Okay, the kliyakar has a number of questions. One second. Okay, just some things with the Zoom. Okay, we're okay now. Okay. The Kli Yakar has a number of questions. Here we go. I am just going in my Chumash to the beginning of the Kli Yakar. This is the Kli Yakar to Vayikra Perek Yod Dalet Pasuk Beis. Okay. By the way, it's apropos learning, very apropos learning for 32nd day of Omer. Lamed Beis Omer, Erev Lag BaOmer, because yes, there's many interpretations into Yavama 62b and exactly what it means that the Talmid of Rabbi Akiva and Pnei Shelo Nahagu Kavod Zeh LaZeh. But on the most very basic level, they did not show respect for one another. And a main way that we show respect for other people is through our speech. You can tell when someone opens their mouth to speak to someone else, you can tell if they have respect for that person or not. Absolutely. Based on their tone, their words, their facial expression. Don't forget the Targum Unka says to Vayikra 19:16, Parshas Kedoshim, Yod Tas Tazayin, Lo Seleich Vechil Ba'amecha, Lo Samar Al Damrei Echa, Ni Hashem, Lo Seleich Vechil Ba'amecha. Rashi there quotes Targum Unka, she says, the meal of winkers. Meal of winkers, yes. You could be sitting, right? As they sit and they affirm their words with a wink. So you could be sitting at a table with somebody, you don't have to even say anything to be speaking Lashon Hara. You could tell if a person respects somebody else from how they speak, their interactions, their body language, their facial expression. So in Pnei Shelo Nahagu, Kavod Zeh LaZeh, remember that the word kavod, which is for the word respect, is also the word kaved, which means heavy, weighty. If you appreciate the weightiness of another person, the heaviness of, I don't mean like the pounds, the chashivos, the heaviness, the weightiness of that person's neshama, They also have an important neshama. Hashem put them here for a purpose too. They are also kaved. They are heavy in terms of they are weighty. They are important in their task in avodas Hashem. Then you will have kavod for that person. Once again, a reminder how beautiful Lashon HaKodesh is. It's not an accident that kaved, which means heavy, and kavod, which means honor, are connected by the Shorashim. So if you have, see the kvedos in your fellow Jew, then you will have kavod for your fellow Jew. So this is very appropriate learning for Erev Lag BaOmer, when we should all try and be mesakin for the sins of the Talmidim Rabbi Akiva, who lacked kavod for one another. Let's get to this tremendous kliyakar. The kliyakar says, Dos Tia Torah Samitzora. This will be the law of the Mitzora. You could see it here on the screen. Okay? So the Kliyakar says, HaKasuv Kara Mitzora. The Torah calls him a Mitzora. Mashma Shu Adayin Mitzora. The fact that the Torah calls him a Mitzora means that he still is a Mitzora. The Eich Amra B'yam Torah So. So he's pointing out a number of questions. He's in Pasuk base. How could the Torah say this is the law or the instruction of the Mitzora? How could you call him a Mitzora B'yam Torah So on the day of his purification? If he's still a Mitzora, says the Kliyakar, it's not Yom Torah So. It's not the day of his purification. He's a Mitzora. Ki imhu mitzora ein kan yom taraso. Because the Kliyakar says, if he's a mitzora, there's no purification yet. It hasn't happened. Oh, he's ready to be purified. That's very nice. But he's still outside all three camps. He is still mitame. He is still impure. So how could you say if he's a mitzora, it's yom taraso? That is a direct contradiction, says the Kliyakar. Furthermore, the od eikar yom taraso kodem sha'omar vehine nirpa. Furthermore, says the Kliyakar, how could it say the day of his purification before it says in Pasuk Gimel, Vihine Nirpa, he's healed? Pasuk Beis tells you it's Yom Taraso, and in Pasuk Gimel says Vihine Nirpa. How could he tell me Yom Taraso for the Mitzora before he tell me Vihine Nirpa? It should be Vihine Nirpa, he's healed. Zos Tia Torah, so this shall be the law or the instruction, B'Yom Taraso, the day of purification. After you tell me he's a Mitzora, you tell me Nirpa? That makes no sense, says the Kliyakar. The od eich kor yom taraso kodem shamar vihine nirpa. How could he tell me it's a day of purification before he tell me he's healed? He called him her refuah ein kan yom taraso, because before the refuah, the healing, there is no tahara. If he still has tzoras, he's sick. If he's called a mitzor, he's a mitzor. It's not yom taraso, and there's no refuah yet. Umasha amar vuhuva ala koin. Furthermore, it says vuhuva ala koin. He's brought to the koin. Ki v'huva bal karcho mashma. It sounds like v'huva alakoin. He's schlepped. They schlep him. They drag him against his will. That's what the implication is. It doesn't say he goes to the kohen. He is brought to the kohen. That's not the same thing. It's like by Esther. Vatila kach Esther beis hamelech. Esther is brought. She's schlepped. She's dragged against her will to the palace of the king. V'huva alakoin means bal karcho mashma. It's against his will. It doesn't say he goes to the kohen. V'ohud furthermore. Sha'achar kach soser zeh. Furthermore, after the Torah contradicts itself, after the Torah contradicts itself, it says, oh, wait a minute, the coin goes out to the camp. Mashma, shehu lo yuva ala coin, ala coin ala chilav. The implication is that he hasn't gone to the coin at all. The coin comes out to him. So he's pointing out there are so many contradictions, I'm so Beis and Kimmel, that don't seem to make any sense. Va'od, mahu sha'amar, vihine nirpa negat tzaras min tzaruah. Okay. Took me, some time to learn through this Kliyakar with Siyata Deshmaya and be able to understand it. I don't have English Kliyakar. I don't know if English Kliyakar exists. If you think I got in Sfari, I didn't, because if you see here, when I try and go, hey, there is no English translation, okay? So with Siyata Deshmaya, it took me some time to get it. If you get it fast, it'll be good, but Baruch Hashem, I'm going to be teaching it to you. Va'od ma'usha amar v'hine nir panega tzoras mina tzorua. Pasach b'shtayim v'sayim b'cha. So I did not know what the Kliyakar was talking about. It took me a little bit of time and quite a few reviews of the Kliyakar. Okay, the pasuk says nirpa negat tzoras min hatzorua. Nirpa is lashon rabim, right? Anachnu neilech, anachnu nedaber, anachnu nochal, anachnu nilmad. I don't know. Anachnu nashir. We will go. We will sing. We will eat. We will learn. Nirpa is lashon rabim, indicating at least two. But nirpa, he's the Kliyakar is quoting Pasuk Gimel now, which you also see on my screen. Nirpa negatras min hatzarua. It begins with lashon rabim and ends with lashon yachid. It should say v'hina nirpa negatras mean, I don't know, however you would say in plural, all the people have tzaras. So the Kliyakar says, one second, pasach b'shtayim, the same bechas, vahave le lemar, that's why I'm using my microscope dolls, not the screen, vahave le lemar, lememar, min hanagua, oh, there you go, the clear tells you, vahave le lememar, it should have said, min hanagua, b'tzaras, from those people who are afflicted, b'tzaras. So now that he stated all of his questions to Pasuk Beis and Pasuk Gimel, how could he say Taras HaMitzorah B'yam Taras? So if you're calling a Mitzorah, it's not his day of purification. Furthermore, another kasha, if it says V'huva ala Kohen, and then it says V'yatza ala Kohen, which one is it? Was he brought to the Kohen, schlepped there against his will, or did the Kohen go out of all three camps to see him? Furthermore, it says B'yam Taras, so the day of purification in Pasuk Beis, and then it says V'hine Nerpa in Pasuk Gimel. How could you tell me it's a day of purification before you told me he had a refuah shleima? That doesn't make any sense. Once he has a refuah shleima, you could tell me, oh, it's a day of purification. Furthermore, another kasha, the hine nirpa nega tzeras kmin tzeruah. It opens with shtayim, nirpa, neilech, nilmad, nochal, nishteh. But it ends with lashon yachid. It should say min hanagua b'tzeras. Okay, so now we're going to go to the answer, begin to answer all these questions of the Kli Yakar. Excuse me one second, I need a tissue. Okay, excuse me. So now let's go. So let's try and understand what the Kli Yakar, how the Kli Yakar is going to resolve all this, and what does it teach us about the essence of the sin of Lashon Hara? Ubeir hadavar hu. And the clarification of the matters. Kederach Shaparashti, the Mala Parshas Tazria. Okay, I did not look up Parshas Tazria. This is a lengthy Kli Yakar. I think I learned through it 4 or 5 times. I'm not joking. When I have to teach, I'm being very serious actually. When I have to teach something, I have to, daven for Siyata Deshmaraya that I should understand what I'm teaching so I could teach it to you. So I did not look up Parshas Tazria. But the Kli Yakar says we already clarified the matter like the way that I explained above in Parshas Tazria. Shahat Saras Ba Alavonus Yiduim. Saras comes for known sins. We already quoted a number of the sins that tzaras comes from. V'shem hamaka tzaras, v'shem hamuka mitzora, v'shem hamaka, the name of the maka, the name of the affliction, the name of the plague, is tzaras. V'shem hamuka, the name of the one who has been afflicted, is a mitzora. So tzaras is the affliction, the maka. So this is a maka, okay? So this is the name of the maka. The pouch is the name of the maka. The one who is pouched is called the mitzora. Okay. Kiloshen mitzora, the word mitzora is motzira, to take out the bad. Mitzora is a contraction of motzira, to take out the bad. What bad did he take out? So unlike the typical interpretation that he revealed the bad of everybody else to the world, Lashon Hara is revealing the bad about everybody else to the world. He says something different. Shemotzi kol ra'aso hanistaris bekirbo. Who? Shemotzi kol ra'aso hanistaris bekirbo. Elachutz legalos ra'aso bekahal. He takes out all of his evil that's hidden within him to the outside to reveal his wickedness amongst assembly. So it's not only with Lashon Hara that you're speaking negative about somebody else. You're showing everyone what a rotten person you are. What a low life, excuse me, but really you are. You have nothing better to do than talk negatively about somebody else. You're showing everybody the rot that's inside of you. Mitzora is motzira. Shemotzi kol ra'os hanistos bikir bo, elochutz legoz raso bikal. V'shem tzaras hu lashon tzara ra. And the word tzaras is from the two words tzara ra. So mitzora is, look, says the Kli Yakar, mitzora is motzi ra, reveals the bad. While tzaras is tzara ra'a, a bad tzara. You know the word sorrows? What's a good translation for the word sorrows? I think everyone knows what sorrows means. Travail, affliction, problems. Sara ra, a bad sara. Utsalamar, meaning to say, ra'a shehi kitsara. It is a bad, that's like a tsara. A person could say, I have so many tsaras, chas v'shal. It's bad, a bad that is a tsara. Ka'amu reza, like the Gemara says in Maseches Chagiga. One second. Challenges? No, tsaros is more than challenges. Nisyonos are challenges. No, tsaros aren't challenges. You might interpret a tsaro as a challenge. And he signs a challenge. A tsaro is something different. Okay, let's go. Everyone knows what tsaros means. We gave a few examples. Kamer is all, like the Gemara says in Maseches Chagiga, which I looked up. Umatsa'u roz rabos vitsaros. The Pasuk says in Devarim, Perek Lamed Aleph, Vahaya, the Pasuk says, Kitim Se'ena, also Ra'os Rabos Vitsaros, the Pasuk says in Devarim, Paraklamet Aleph, which we always read by the time of the Yamim Noraim, leading up to the Yamim Noraim. And it will be, sometimes it's Chabashuva, it will be when these Ra'os Rabos Vitsaros find you. Ra'os Rabos, these many bad things, Vitsaros and these afflictions. Shehem Kitsaro Zu Lazu Kimo Zibura Va'akrava. They are like tsaros, one to another, kimo zibur va'akraba. So akraba, I knew what it means. It means scorpion. As Rashi uses that word in his commentary to Chumash, because in the Midbar, he uses it in Perek Ches of Devarim, in the Midbar, there were beams as large as snakes and scorpions in the desert. Rashi talking about Hashem protected us from the snakes and the scorpions in the desert. Fine. The mice, I knew what akraba means. It means scorpions. Also, Paraglam and Zion and Bereshis, Yosef was thrown into pit, and there was no water, but Nechashim va'akrabim hayuba, if you remember. There were snakes and scorpions. Zibura, I did not know what it means. It means hornet. Okay, let's get the Gemara. So, it means when these many bad afflictions befall you, they are like tsaros one to another, like a hornet and a scorpion. Ki lamakazu ein trufa bederecha tava. Kach litzara zu ein trufa bederecha tava. What is the Kliyakar saying? Just like there's no natural remedy, there's no natural healing for a hornet or a scorpion bite. Lamakazu ein trufa bederecha tava. And by the way of nature, there is no healing for a hornet or scorpion bite. Kach, so to the tsaras, for tsaras, zeh, this tsaras, ain't true for b'derech hatava. There is no healing according to nature. Now we know that. You could take as many antibiotics as you want. You're not going to heal from tsaras. If you don't do that introspection, like Rabbi Blachman says, and start comparing you to you, and not to everybody else. Nehodia, ki yad Hashem, asasazos. When it comes to tsaras, a person has to realize the hand of God did this. Now, even though, yes, Hashem made nature, we all know that, there is nothing in nature that can heal you. Not antibiotics, not antiviral medication, not a booster shot, not a prophylactic medication, not, I don't know, your vaccinations. Nothing could heal you from tsaras. Now you know that it is the hand of God that does this. Naman yochiach. Shenilu truva. And the tsaras of Naaman proves this, because the sages of healing, meaning the doctors, nilu, what does nilu mean? The Nilu Mitzrayim Lishto Mayim Min Hayar, Perek Zayin. Maybe, I don't think it's Pasuk of Gemma. Perek Zayin in Shemos by Lamakas Dam. The Nilu Mitzrayim Lishto Mayim Min Hayar. The Egyptians became weary from drinking water from the river, meaning there was no water. You also have it in Perek Yotes of Bereshis, when they surround the house in Sodom and Amorah of Lot, where the Malachim are, v'nilu l'mtsoa ha-pesach, they are stricken with blindness and they can't find, they grow weary of people trying to get the Malachim from finding the entrance to the door. The reason I'm telling you this is because it's a very important tool. When you're learning, this is a tool in learning. When you're learning and you come to a word, this is what I do, that you don't know what it means. If you can identify the shoresh or remember other times in your learning when you have this word, it helps you identify what the word is. It makes perfect sense. V'tzaras Naaman, yochiach, the tzaras of Naaman proves it. Shenilu, chach me'rofi milvakesh lo trufa. The wise doctors grew weary. They realized there is no way to heal Naaman b'derech hateva. Yes, so Leah of Salvation has a whole piece on why Leah is called Leah from weary or exhaustion. I don't want to get into it, but yes. Okay. So I did not know about the tsaras of Naaman, so I looked it up. I'm going to screen share with you. Can you see I'm in a different page? This is Chabad. Who is Naaman? What's this talking about? I don't know. In the book of Malachim Bet, we read of an Aramean general named Naaman who was stricken by tsaras. It's left Torah, but I didn't know what I was talking about, so I looked it up. Through a Jewish maidservant, he heard that there was... Naaman was an Aramean general. And he was stricken by tsaras. Through a Jewish maidservant, he heard there was a prophet in Israel who could cure him. Don't ask me any more questions other than this. You could look it up for yourself. I'm not being facetious. I'm being serious. Please don't post any questions or ask me any questions. I don't know more than what is here. Through a Jewish maidservant, he heard that there was a prophet in Israel who could cure him. He shared this information with his king, the Aramean king, who sent a message to the Jewish king telling him to cure his general. The Jewish king was devastated when he read the letter. He tore his garments. How could he cure the general? There's no antibiotics. There's no anti-venom for curing tsaras. When the prophet Elisha heard about this, he calmed the king, and he told him to send Naaman to him to let him know that there's a prophet in Israel who could heal him. Naaman arrived at his doorstep. Elisha sent a messenger to advise Naaman to immerse 7 times in the Jordan River. By the way, I also thought that 7, here we go, the number 7 again, which is interesting because 7 is the number of sins that caused tsaras. The general was disappointed. The prophet had not gone to see him nor to pray for him. He told him to dip in an ordinary river. That's no better, Naaman thought, than those I had back home who were giving me advice. But his servants begged him to follow Elisha's orders, and finally he acquiesced. Indeed, once he immersed himself 7 times, he was restored like that of a young lad, and his flesh was restored. Naaman came back to Elisha's home and offered a great reward as a token of gratitude. Elisha did not accept the gift, but Elisha's servant Gehazi had a different plan, and it continues here. You could also Google it. It's Chabad.org. We're not going further than that. So, but Bekitzer, let's go back to where we're up to the Kliyakar. Naaman proves, says the Kliyakar, that there is no natural cure because Elisha was a Navi. Elisha told him what to do as a representative of God, not Bedarach HaTava, through the Ribbono Shel Olam. Let's go. V'im kein behechrech yashiv el libo hachotel asur midarko ra. If there's no natural cure for tsaras, then certainly, says the Kliyakar, what does this afflicted person have to do? He has to repent in his heart. Yashiv alibo. He has to resolve in his heart of the sinner. Lasur midarcho ra. He has to take it upon himself that the only thing that's going to get me out of this situation is to repent, to turn away from these bad ways. I better stop speaking lashon hara. I better stop seeing people with the tsaras ayin and gasas haruach. I better stop with the shvua shava, making oath in vain. Once again, the waste of words, because I'm just killing myself. I'm killing others, and there's no healing, but derech hateva. V'nega shem ha'avon. Nega is the name of the sin, says the Kliyakar. Nega is the name of the affliction, but Kliyakar says nega is the name of the sin. Shehu nogeya bekavod shamayim. It's as if, kavi acha, you are diminishing, you are afflicting, you're hitting. Kavod shamayim, the honor of heaven. Kavi acha, that's the word I said. As if. And also, what are you afflicting? The Kavod Abrius. We already said, I said in the beginning, before we did the Kliyakar, it's an appropriate piece from Mipnei Shel and Hagu Kavod Zelazah. If you don't see the Kvedus of your fellow Yid, then you're not going to be Nohig Bekavod, then you're going to end up with Negat Tzara'as. Neg is the name of the sin, because he is Nogeya Bekavod Shemayim or Bekavod Abrius. You diminish the Kvedus of the Ribbono Shel Olam, Kaviyachal, says the Kliyakar, and the Kvedus of your fellow Yid. V'hatzaras machricho shabal korcho shalo betuvasi yavu alakoin, the Vakesh Kmeni Rafua. V'das Musar v'haska. That's why it says v'huva alakoin. He schlepped against his will to the coin. The tsaras is going to force him against his will. Not from his own goodness, not because the guy's such a tzaddik. He's being forced by this affliction that he's brought to the coin to seek from the coin a refuah. What's the refuah? The das musar haska. Teach me, chastise me, teach me how to secha, teach me to be a better person. That's the only refuah. Not medication, not antibiotics, not vaccinations. I'm coming to you, Kohen, against my will. Why against his will? Because he wasn't such a tzaddik. He's forced by the negotzaras, the God of the Kohen. Please teach me, Musar and Haska. Ki ilu halach mitchila mirtzon, levakesh torah misif se kohen, v'yosni tamidiv sha'ar no'ev shavirodiv shalom. If he would have initially lived his life as a person who sought out divrei Torah, I want to learn. Every day he made time, levakesh torah misif se kohen, to seek out Torah from the words of the kohen. Yom mishpatecha le'akav v'sar aschal yisrael, the role of the kohen is to be a teacher, to be a shining example of what it means to be a Torah yid. Had he gone to seek out Torah from the mouth of the kohen, v'lios mitamidav sha'arn oev sham v'rodav sham, of course it's a paraphrase from Pirkei Avos, Perek Aleph, had he initially lived his life, but he was a person who sought out Torah. He always wanted to learn. And he was a person who was from the students of Aaron. He loved peace and he pursued peace. Whoo! He loved peace, trying to talk too fast, and he pursued peace. V'shelo l'shalach medanim ben achim b'shot l'shono. It's a paraphrase from Tehillim. And he didn't send, I don't know what the word medanim means, if anyone knows, you could post it. V'shelo l'shalach medanim ben achim, but it means something about he didn't send poison, he didn't send dangers, he didn't send division between brothers. B'shot l'shono, with the strutting of his tongue. B'shel l'shana means with the strutting of his tongue. Azlo, hayabali de tzarasa? Had he been a person who initially lived by the word of the Kohen, went to get Torah instruction, worked on himself with Musar and Seichel as a Torah Yid every day. And he was someone who loved peace and pursued peace. All of Abir Shem Akar and Latar, he loved people. And he didn't send poisonous packages between brothers with the strutting of his tongue. He would never have come to Tzras in the first place. I looked it up in Tehillim, what does Bari Ulam mean? And since he didn't do this out of his own will, it means when he was of sound body, meaning when he was healthy. So Taka now, he is brought to the Kohen. It doesn't mean physically brought. It means spiritually. He is now forced against his will to be brought to the Kohen. I become a Talmud of the Kohen. Become a Talmud of Aaron. Not only Rodev Shem, but Oivis Abrios. When you're Oivis Abrios, you'll see Kavod Abrios. When you have Kavod Abrios, you won't speak Lashon Hara. He's being forced against his will. Levakash Mimena Derech HaTshuva. The Kohen now is to teach him the way of Teshuva. Mizal Sha'amar, and that's what the Pasuk says, Zos Tia Tarsa Mitzvah B'yam Torah. So this will be the instruction, the Torah, the law book of the Mitzvah on the day of his purification. Ki B'yam She'yichadish Lev Tahor B'kirbo. On the day when a pure heart, also a Pasuk from Tehillim, Lev Tahor B'rother Ki Ruach Nechon Klesh B'kirbi. Atash V'chein M'fanech Ruach Kajch Adikach Meni. Excuse me. On the day when a pure heart will be mischadish within him, will arise, will be new in him, he takes upon himself, I'm going to repent. On the very day when he has the resolve in his heart, it doesn't mean he's healed yet from the tzaras, says the Kliyakar. He's not healed yet from the tzaras, but he resolves in his heart with his new resolve, with his pure heart. And he accepts upon himself to repent in teshuva. On that day, yuva bal korcha the Kohen. Yes, taka, he's being brought against his will to the Kohen. Lilma bimeno derech Hashem, to learn from him the way of God. V'lashen v'huva, enu medaber bahatek mi makom l'makom, ela medaber batek libo min aderech harasher, hayabo al aderech hatof. V'huva la Kohen, says the Kliyakar, does not mean he's geographically, physically moving from place to place. That's not what it means. Pasuk Beis, when it says V'hu Val Kohen, he doesn't geographically go anywhere. He's still outside of all three camps. It means his heart is moved from the bad path that it was on to the good way, to the good path. V'hu Val Kohen is not referring to him being moved anywhere. It's referring to his heart, his spirit, his ratzon being moved within him. V'hu Shekiba Alav Liskare Val Kohen. V'levakesh Tarmepiu. He is now accepted upon himself to become close to the Kohen, which the Kliyakar says he should have done in the beginning when he was of sound body and mind. Then he wouldn't have been in this problem in the first place. And he accepts upon himself to come close to the Kohen and to learn Torah from his mouth. Going back to how we started this year, Torah Shaba'al Peh, Mem and Mem, 40, Peh, 80, Torah Mem Pihu. You want to learn Torah from the mouth of the Kohen. V'alzeh Amar, and therefore it says, Zos Tia Torah Samitzorah. This will be the instruction of the Mitzorah. It means he finally realizes that I need to seek instruction from the leaders of the generation. My path is bad. The way I'm going on is terrible. I have to get off the bandwagon of Lashon Hara. And therefore it says, Zos Tia Torah Samitzorah B'yam Torah Sava'archakach. And after Mishikibil Alav Yos Tar, he accepts upon himself to be Tar. When the Pasuk Beis says, this will be the law of the Mitzorah on the day of his purification. The Kliyakar is saying, it doesn't mean he's purified yet. He's not purified yet. B'yom Tara, so on the day he resolves inside of himself to be a pure person. V'huva ala Kohen, the negat saras has forced him against his will to move his heart to be brought to the Kohen. Hamachshavos, v'achar kach mishikaba alav lios tar machshavos, v'tar einayim, meros bira. And once he accepts upon himself to have pure thoughts, and pure eyes, not to see the bad. He's not going to be a tzaras ayin anymore. He's going to move those stingy eyes away and be of pure eyes. Azai, the yatsa ala koina mechutz az. Azai is probably just a typo. No, actually azai, my mikros gudos azai. Then, yatsa ala koina mechutz amachana. The coin goes out outside the camp. So it's really not a stira. One is talking about, Pasuk Beis is talking about his internal journey of healing. This is the Torah of the Mitzvah. He decided to cling to the Torah of the Kohanim. B'yom Torah saw on the day when inside himself he has the resolve to be pure. V'huva al-Kohen. He moves from the bad path in his heart to the good path. Then, the yatsa koin mechutzamachna. The koin taka goes out. Vihine nirpanega, also avon shagaram lo atzaras minitzarua. Mizula so, velo yacha lomar mina. Oh, now he's resolving why it was lashon rabim and now lashon yachid. The koin finally goes out and he sees nirpanega, also avon. Shagaram lo atzaras from the tzura. The Kohen sees it doesn't mean he's not healed yet from the tzaras. He sees he's healed from the nega. What's the nega? The sin that caused the tzaras. Nega is the name of the sin. And he sees that he's healed from his sin. So he's physically not healed yet. We have to undergo a process of physical healing. But he is healed from the bad mind frame, from the poisonous attitude, the nega that causes the avon, the sin that causes this. And therefore, I can say minha nagua from the plural, because the sin of his ways is what caused this. And therefore, it says min hatzarua. So vihine nirpa nega hatzaras, the sins that caused the tzaras. That's what the nega is healed from the tzarua. The sins of tzarus ayin, the sins of gasus aruach, the sins of shvichus damim, the sins of gezel, the sins of shvua shav, those sins are healed from the tzarua, from the person who has the tzaras. The horos. To teach you that the refuah nafshis, the spiritual healing, the healing of the soul, comes to him because he was a tzaruah. The tzaras hichricho al teshuvah. The tzaras forced him to repent. Afal pikein hakadosh baruch hu mekabel tshuvasa. Afal pishenases al tzar hechach. But there's hope. You are forced into this. The tzaras forced you to become a different person. It wasn't out of your own free will. This teshuva is not tshuva lishma. This tshuva, you could say, is not tshuva me'ahava. It's tshuva me'yiras onesh. I want to go back to the camp. I don't want to be sitting here by myself anymore. I'm not interested in being in isolation. So Kliyakra says, Hashem loves us so much. You brought this upon yourself. You didn't go to the koin when you have sound body and mind. You killed 3 people. I still want you, Hashem. So nevertheless, the Kodesh Baruch Hu accepts his repentance. Even though it's not the purest teshuva, I'm sorry, even a little bit over. I apologize. Even though the teshuva is not motivated by pure intentions, nevertheless, Hashem takes him back. Because ad yom moso techakalo im shuvo medarka v'chaya. Beautiful lesson, Erev Lag BaOmer. Well, we must be misaking the lack of kvedus that the Talmidim saw in each other, and then we will have kavod abrius and add kavod shemaim to take away from we detract with our lashonar, and then we will all be able to say biyom taharaso. On the day of his purity, the shir should be an aliyah neshama for Tzvi Gershom ben Yoav Hanala v'sham, Zev Wolf ben Yeshaya v'sham, and as well as the neshama of my paternal grandfather, Simcha Aryeh ben Yosef Tzvi, on the occasion of the 28th Yerzei, which is on the 32nd day of Omer. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Besuras Tovas. Thank you so much. Kol Tov.